local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Some warmer temps on the way. Dr. Bill has a forecast that includes a little bit of rain as well. That's coming up. Right now, Kane's got our traffic.
From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue. Northbound 65, you've got a little bit of radar, but nothing out of the ordinary. Ziegler and University finding some heavier pockets of traffic also now from Halls Mill, Nevis 90. But the Bayway and the Causeway looks great with no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash back or up to $4,800 in savings. Models 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sean Sullivan for Omaha Steaks. We are an Omaha Steaks family, giving and receiving from Omaha Steaks, and it is fantastic. What a great gift to give, and I'm going to tell you about how this holiday you can give the gift of Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time holiday offer with y'all to get a jump on your holiday shopping. If you'll go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan in the search bar, you can order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now, here's what you get. Listen to this. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, the most tender steak in the world. 4 savory premium pork chops. 4 Omaha steak burgers. 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin. 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets. An Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet. That stuff is so good. And for y'all's special deal, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All this delicious food, plus the free delivery and or the free cutlery set, they'll enjoy for years to come. And it's only $69.99. Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Once again, order now, and you can get the favorite holiday gift package, plus the free piece, 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board for only $69.99. So go to Omaha Steaks right now and type in Sullivan in the search bar and get that deal.
Browning's latest bolt-action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new 3-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. Take advantage of a $50 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Kelly's got our headlines coming up. Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale, plus Alec Naiman joins us, plus Jim Nagy from the Super Bowl, Senior Bowl and Super Bowl. Yeah, Senior Bowl joins us to talk some football coming up at 8 o'clock. And I want to say thank you to everybody who came out last night to Fairhope Brewing Company as we did our charity bartender event this third year in a row, raising money for Wilmer Hall. Woo, love some Wilmer Hall with the work they do there. And it's a fun time to come out and have a amateur like me pour beers for folks, and people still give us big tips that go to Wilmer Hall. And thank you to Brian Kane and Darius and everybody at Fairhope Brewing Company for making it a deal.
Yeah, and you know, when we started doing this 3 years ago, and they've been doing this for 6 years now, the Bartenders of Christmas, they still had the 15 taps, but I don't think they had as many options as they have now. Right. And so it was relatively easy to know, you know, where to go. But yes, they've got so many good craft beers now that...
And then they change like seasonal and all that.
And so, all kinds of different stuff. And I was looking all around, trying to find which taps were where. But ended up, it was a great time. Met some really good people and had some fun reunions with people we've met before.
That's right. Some new faces there, but faces we love to see when we're, Carl and his wife there. Of course, Ben and Morgan and Macklin, Lauren there. They were all come out to support the Eastern Shore contingent. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and I got to meet Fish River Frank for the first time in a couple years.
And he gave you...
gave me a $2 bill for the baby's first $2 bill going right into the piggy bank.
Great stuff, man. Thank you. We can't wait to do it again next year. And more chances to come out and say hello. That is happening today. It's the Christmas open house at your CBD store, West Mobile. Midday Mobile, going to be live from your CBD store, West Mobile, which is on Hillcrest. Like if you're heading south on, say you're heading south on Hillcrest just before you get to Greelot, mm-hmm. it's there on the right on the west side of the road.
Yeah, and the store owner, Joe Brown, he's got some giveaways, including a CBD SunMed relief bundle valued at over $240, and that's going to one person that comes out to the remote today.
Cha-ching. So make sure to stop in, see us during lunch today. That's going to be noon to two at your CBD store, West Mobile. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock and time to get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Strong words this morning from Representative Mo Brooks saying, quote, with unemployment at record lows with 7 million available job openings, work opportunities are abundant. Able-bodied adults should never be allowed to vote for a living rather than work for one. This as Brooks agrees with President Trump's administration to slim down food stamp rolls by nearly 700,000 people as the U.S. Department of Agriculture unveiled its final plan to get rid of state waivers. Those waivers would allow for some able-bodied adults without dependents to receive assistance through the SNAP program. Now, able-bodied adults without dependents are required to work at least 20 hours a week or be limited to 3 months of benefits in a three-year time period. In the past, however, states could apply for waivers to those work requirements if they were in areas of higher than average unemployment. Representative Brooks goes on to say, quote, it is wrong to let slackers take roughly $70 billion per year from hardworking taxpayers who need that money for their own needs. So the change is expected to save some $1.1 billion in the first year and $7.9 billion over the next 5 years. We're learning more about a local man gunned down in front of his own mother's house. He's been identified as 33-year-old Richard Lucy. He was a father of five. Wednesday night, Pritchard police say he was shot and killed on Vestivia Street, and now police say they need your help with this investigation. Pritchard police responded to a shots fired call between 9 and 9:30, and that was on the reports of a man with multiple wounds. As of now, there are no suspects, but investigators are asking if you have information to come forward and call police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For every hunting season, Quince has everything you need and want. Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland, just off I-65.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man in Orange Beach has died after his truck fell on top of him. Happened at a trailer park on Canal Road last night. Police say the jack he used could not support the weight of the truck. Dozens of people came out to honor three men who died when their medical plane crashed in Alaska. Fairhope native Maddox Burtz was one of the men who died in that crash. There was a ceremony at the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage on Wednesday. A vigil is scheduled in Mobile for tomorrow at sunset at Bienville Square. More than $62 million in federal money is being invested in high-speed internet for rural Alabama families. The Agriculture Department says this will create or improve internet for more than 8,000 rural homes while helping farms, businesses, schools, and healthcare facilities. Starting next month, the pier at the Gulf State Park will temporarily close. The pier will be closed for several months beginning January 16th for remodeling. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
All right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Hey, y'all, back. Big thank you to Dalton and Kelly and Mark Holliday and the whole crew here at FM Talk 106.5, Kane, Dr. Bill, for making it happen. Thank you. And back, and we'll be out visiting with you. Was out last night at Fairhope Brewing Company. We'll be out today at your CBD store, West Mobile. Come out and join us live for Midday Mobile. So that's happening on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the weekend weather scale. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM here on a Friday. Plus, Alec Naiman lets us know what's cooking. If he's still, this is prime time for him. So we will check in with him, get a great recipe for this weekend ahead that includes a little bit of rain. Dr. Bill will fill those details in just a second. Also on the way, I found another, I know I just dump on y'all with charities that catch my eye. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like,
it's a good thing.
So we're raising money last night for Wilmer Hall. Very special since
1864 is what someone said last
Wilmer time. Hall has been doing great work here, and man, you know, all times of year a good time to help those folks, but during Christmas you think about the work they do. Great time to step up and help them. We talk about the Fisher House a bunch as a national charity. Found another one here. Speaking of our troops out there, treesfortroops.org. I'll tell you what they do. You probably guess, but treesfortroops.org, coming up in just a second, how you can help put Christmas trees at military bases all over the planet. Great stuff. All right, 7:16, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by Azalea City Rehab and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Well, happy Friday. A strong way to head into final exams for a pair of teams. First up yesterday, a dual meet sweep of Alabama for swimming and diving.
It was a total team / family effort tonight. And, you know, we were able to ride the highs and not get too down in the down moments. So just a lot of energy and passion, and just couldn't be more proud of the effort from both programs.
Gary Taylor's teams are 3-0 in dual meets this season. Men's basketball moved to 8-0 on the year by outlasting Furman in overtime, 81-78.
We wore them out. Obviously, the way we defended. I thought we defended much better in the second half. They got a little bit, obviously got a little bit fatigued. But we kind of let them in the first half do what they wanted to do. In the second half, they only had 8 field goals. So they only got 8 baskets. So you got to give our defense a lot of credit. Their baskets were tough to come by. So, from that standpoint, we certainly earned our victory. When you hold a good team to 33%, from the field, 30% from three, that's really, really good second half defense, and that's what won us the basketball game.
Bruce Pearl and company are off until next Saturday, the 14th, when they take on St. Louis in the Mike's Live Invitational in Birmingham. Tickets are still available for that event next Saturday afternoon. Have a great weekend, everyone. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, steel people.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Azalea City Hand and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
The biggest threat to law enforcement? It's not criminals. It's drivers. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT, Aaliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, Mary G. Montgomery High School on Moffitt Road. Already finding some heavier traffic also off of Moffitt, Dolphin, and Airport and 65 with plenty of radar again this morning heading downtown from the tunnels, but the Bayway, the Causeway, no delays and light traffic. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger Road and Airport in Mobile has the latest innovative products like remote control boats from Pro Boat, easy to fly electric aircraft from Hobby Zone and Park Zone, and ground pounding cars and trucks from Losi. Hobbytown USA. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Kelly's got her headlines in just a second. Plus, Dr. Bill will have our weekend weather scale coming up in just about 13 minutes. Yeah, so the website treesfortroops.org, it was formed back in 2005. And each year they deliver thousands of free Christmas trees to American military bases all over the world. The entire charity run by nine people.
Wow.
I love it. Hundreds of volunteers also make that happen. So between now and Christmas, they'll deliver about 16,000 trees to bases across the country and overseas. Over the past 15 years, they've delivered 250,000 plus Christmas trees.
Good gracious.
About 800 tree farmers in 25 states participated last year. If you want to donate money or time, you can learn more by going to their website, treesfortroops.org. Pretty special stuff, something to check out, and a charity I was unaware of, so shame on me, but now letting y'all know about treesfortroops.org.
So nine people have shipped out 250,000 trees.
Well, they got the volunteers, and yeah, it's good charities. You have like a core staff that works year-round, and then you have people step up and do that. Treesfortroops.org, the name of that charity. I'll put a link up here on the Twitter feed before we finish up the show. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a local man shot at the beginning of this school year has filed a lawsuit against the city of Mobile and the Mobile County Public School System and the Alabama High School Athletic Association, claiming they failed to provide adequate security and safety during a football game last August at Ladd People Stadium. The man has been identified as 30-year-old Daryl Peebles. He says that the four named agencies in this lawsuit are responsible for negligence, wantonness, and a premise liability. The shooting happened August the 30th at the LaFleur Williamson High School football game. And since then, Peebles says that he has had to seek medical and psychological treatment for his injuries. That's according to court records, and has racked up medical bills, lost wages, and has out-of-pocket expenses. He's seeking damages in this case, but MCPSS is also known as the Board of School Commissioners of Mobile County, has since filed a motion to dismiss this lawsuit, claiming that it cannot be sued since it is an agency of the state. Meantime, the suspect, 18-year-old D'Angelo Parnell, has since pleaded not guilty to 9 charges of attempted murder. He remains in jail on a $540,000 bond. His case was bound over to a grand jury, and MCPSS has since changed its security policy and brought in 20 metal detectors, which are used at events across the county. In your health news, there is significant flu activity happening across the state of Alabama. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health's weekly flu update ending November the 30th, it shows high levels of flu are in all 8 healthcare districts, with the greatest number of reports in the southeastern portion of the state and Mobile County. The number of influenza-like illnesses are up too, with 1 in 20 people visiting the doctor reporting flu-like symptoms. No pediatric deaths have been reported in the state. 5, though, have been reported nationwide. If you have questions, be sure to speak to your healthcare provider. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 726, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings, Sean and Dalton. Kelly's got headlines coming up. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way with a weekend weather scale. And right now, I'd like to say hello, and y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Sean, how are you this morning?
Man, I'm good, and here's a setup question, because I know what kind of inventory they carry at LCM. Hey, how's the inventory looking at LCM?
We got a lot full. We got a lot covered. We got them stacked up. Matter of fact, I'm all my detail guys behind on getting them cleaned up.
Well, if people have not been down there recently, y'all have expanded the amount of vehicles because you've expanded the footprint of LCM.
Absolutely. You know, we bought the property next door to us and around behind us, so we got plenty of room now, but we seem to be filling it up faster than we anticipated.
Well, if Santa's looking for that vehicle, it's probably a good time to come out and check out that inventory.
Absolutely. We got a great selection. You know, we got them from $3,000 to $40,000. We got cars, we got SUVs, we got third rows, we got trucks, and trucks.
All right. Tell folks how to come find you.
Highway 98 Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 728, Dr. Bill's on the way. Of course, phone line and text line 343-0106. We'll start taking phone calls after 8, although we'll be talking some football. But text line's open right now at 343-0106. Also check it out, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. And also Twitter at FMTalk1065, where I'll give you a link for that Trees for Troops charity. Also, it'll be next week, beginning of next week, so just like 3 days away. Start with the homegrown Christmas list.
Yes.
Our locals only Christmas list. Remember this, I've done this for a couple years, y'all. These are people that make things here locally, and it can be in the state of Alabama. It could be Southeast Mississippi, Northwest Florida, but these are locally produced gift items. And I know there's a lot of great services out there, but I try to keep them to things we can wrap up and put under a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So locally produced products can be books, can be artwork, can be crafts, can be foods.
And we're also launching Alabamian of the Year. It's that time of year also.
It's snuck up on us. Mm-hmm. Alabamian of the Year, too. We'll explain that coming up. Y'all stay close. Dr. Bill on the way right after news.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Newly released dash cam video shows the moments a man tried to shoot Pensacola police officers. The incident happened in October 2018. Christopher Chansey was convicted this week on a charge of trying to kill a law enforcement officer. He shot at police as they tried to pull him over. Chansey will be sentenced in February. One of the victims of the mass shooting at Ladd People Stadium back in August has now filed a lawsuit. Nine people were hurt in the shooting at the LaFleur Williamson football game. Daryl Peoples claims the city of Mobile, the Mobile County Public School System, Ladd People Stadium, and the Alabama High School Athletic Association all failed to provide adequate security and safety during the event. An elementary school teacher from Alabama is making national headlines for buying coats for her students. Jessica Woods works in a school in Birmingham where 90% of students qualify for free or reduced lunches. Through a Facebook campaign, she has raised $500 to buy more than 40 coats. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Today's much-awaited November jobs report will provide insight into the strength of the U.S. economy. The unemployment rate is expected to remain at 3.6%, a half-century low. Chairman Jerry Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee has given the White House a deadline today, 5 p.m., to provide the names of any witnesses or bring forth any evidence in the president's defense in impeachment proceedings.
And the tone really here, the mood on the Capitol was somber. It was also tense. And speaking with lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, they echo that sentiment. Just get it over with is what they are saying. In the meantime, all eyes on that 5 p.m. deadline this afternoon, whether or not the White House, the president will participate in Monday's hearing.
Suzanne Malveau, Senator Bernie Sanders promises to invest $150 billion to bring high-speed internet to every household in America while breaking up and better regulating monopolies on the information superhighway. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Nissan is making its U.S. employees take 2 days off without pay as its sales continue to slump. The company's U.S. sales this year are down 7.8% through November. Nissan says nearly all of its 21,000 U.S. workers must take January 2nd and 3rd off without compensation. Nissan sales have crumbled following the November 2018 arrest of former chairman Carlos Ghosn on allegations he underreported his compensation and made dubious payments. Members of the family that own OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma say they will push to reverse Tufts University's decision to strip their name from campus facilities and programs. An attorney for several members of the Sackler family says the school's decision is based on an unproven allegation about the Sackler family and Purdue. Tufts leaders announced yesterday they were cutting ties with the family over concerns about its role in the opioid crisis. Crude oil trading at $58.11 a barrel on Wall Street, features modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, FM Talk 106.5 coming up. An update. We are getting unconfirmed reports right now of an active shooter at NAS Pensacola.
Yeah, it's an ongoing situation. Pensacola News Journal reports that Jason Bortz, who's the spokesman for NAS Pensacola, he confirmed to the News Journal an active shooter was reported sometime around 7 a.m. Friday there at the Naval Air Station. He said both gates are closed, base is on lockdown. Navy officials and law enforcement currently investigating the report, asking members of the public to stay away from the base, and WEAR-TV reporting the same thing, but they're also adding that there are reports of injuries. So this is an ongoing situation right now, and nothing completely confirmed, but we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, we'll update it throughout the morning. Let's go to our staff meteorologist and say good morning to Dr. Bill. Hey, Doc.
Good morning, Sean.
Morning. Clouds out there. You've taught me over the years that means there's a chance of rain.
Yeah, we've got a storm system now, kind of a weak one anyway, that's moving across from Arkansas through Mississippi, and we'll be in Alabama by tomorrow morning, and then moving offshore. It's going to produce a few showers today, and skies will be mostly cloudy. You may see a few breaks of sunshine, but it's going to be a mild day, up around 72 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, we'll still see a few showers, and even some fog might develop after midnight. I expect tonight's low to be in the 50s, around 55. And then for the weekend, for Saturday, well, let's call it mostly cloudy, but it could become partly cloudy at times, and a high in the mid-60s. And then on Sunday, again, mostly cloudy. Few showers are possible with a high around 70 degrees. On Monday, some isolated showers, again in the low 70s. And looks like Tuesday, a very good chance for shower activity as a cold front moves in. We'll be in the low 70s to start out the day on Tuesday. But then on Wednesday, high only in the 50s. So we got a return of wintertime temperatures, but not until the middle of next week.
All right, so we're spring until next week. What about these, when we get the rain coming through, is it have severe weather associated with it, or what do you expect?
Well, to start, the shower activity today will be just showers, and for today and tonight. And then next Tuesday, there's the possibility we could see some thunderstorm activity with that cold front. A little early to say whether anything will be severe, but we'll have a look at that certainly on Monday. But just count on kind of a rainy day for next Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, with all that being said, in the weekend ahead, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, as for the weekend, there is that chance of rain, but it's only some scattered showers on Sunday, and we're going to have mild temperatures, but not a lot of sunshine, so I'm going to go with a 1.7140.
That's not bad when we have rain in the mix. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's. I think we could see a bit of sunshine tomorrow, so really the best day is going to be Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and in-house meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and your weekend weather scale. Once again, let's update on a story that is breaking as of right now. We're trying to get all the confirmed information. I'm getting this here, too, from my buddy Bill Riles with WKRG. He said active shooter was confirmed by NAS, like you said. Pensacola Police and Escambia County Sheriff. No word about injuries yet. Shooting started at 7, like you said. Both gates closed, base on lockdown.
Yeah, and an update from Pensacola News Journal. And remember, this is breaking news, so not 100% confirmed. This is from one source. A spokesperson for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office confirmed authorities are working to, quote, take down an active shooter on base at NAS Miss Pensacola. A spokeswoman for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Amber Southard, said little information is available at the moment, but shots have been fired on base. Heavy law enforcement presence is there to eliminate the threat. And then they add scanner traffic for Escambia County Fire and Rescue indicated 10 patients are being transported to local hospitals.
Ten
patients. Three medical helicopters are en route, and several military ambulances have also been seen in the area.
Okay, so that is scanner traffic's confirming that. I know Tina on the text line, which you can text us anytime at 343-0106. Tina said, I just passed NAS Pensacola, and the road coming from Blue Angel Parkway is closed and blocked by law enforcement. So that's confirmed that. So that's right now you have the newest piece of information is 10.
Yeah, and that's according to scanner traffic. So Pensacola News Journal reporting that the Escambia County Fire and Rescue on the scanner indicated 10 patients are being transported to local hospitals, and a heavy police and a heavy presence from police and medical helicopters on the way and ambulances in the area.
Yeah, Ben was pointing out that yesterday you had that shooting at the Pearl Harbor, the Naval Shipyard there, and then this is being reported at NAS Pensacola this morning. We will get you the latest information coming up and more headlines and news right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Good morning, everyone. From the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department have had a few minor fender benders. Cottage Hill Road and Nanchez Trail. Also, have got one at Snow Road in front of Sunrise Baptist Church. You're moving out the roadway. State Troopers still there in Grand Bay, Wilmer Road, just north of I-10. They've moved that accident into the TA truck stop parking lot, and it's a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Find out more at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday, and a story that's in progress right now at some degree. Gotten word here that when we first heard it, an active shooter at NAS Pensacola.
That's correct. And Pensacola News Journal currently updating the story as we speak. But their latest update, which came right around 7:30, a spokesperson for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office confirmed that authorities are working to, quote, take down an active shooter on base at NAS Pensacola. A spokeswoman for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Amber Southard, said little information is available at the moment. Shots have been fired on base, and a heavy law enforcement presence is there to eliminate the threat. And Pensacola News Journal adds that scanner traffic for Escambia County Fire and Rescue indicated that 10 patients are being transported to local hospitals. Three medical helicopters are en route, and several military ambulances have also been seen in the area. And that follows up on an earlier report. They said that the spokesman for NAS Pensacola, Jason Bortz, he confirmed to PNJ that an active shooter was reported sometime around 7 a.m. Friday. Of course, they're on lockdown mode now there at the base. Both gates are closed. And an update from WEAR's Laura Hussey, she said Baptist Hospital confirms that they are receiving patients from an active shooter incident aboard NAS Pensacola, and number not known yet, but Baptist Hospital confirms that they are receiving patients.
All right, we'll get you latest information on this as we go throughout the morning here on Mobile Mornings. Also, a reminder, later on today, Midday Mobile, and we are on the road going to your CBD store, West Mobile. Mobile for their Christmas open house. Go hang out with Joe Brown and the crew there and stop on by and get some FM Talk 106.5 goodies. Plus, he has a big prize pack he's giving away.
Yes, CBD SunMed Relief Bundle valued at over $240. Plus, they've got more giveaways, but one lucky winner going to get that big prize package.
All right, so I can give you the address of the store, but if you're going south on Hillcrest, you know, if you're going north on Hillcrest, it's going to be on your left. You're going south on Hillcrest, it's going to be on your right, right before you get to Greelot. So it's just on the north side of Greelot on Hillcrest on the west side of the road, or you just Google that and get the drive-in directions. If you haven't been, we'll see you out there starting at noon today. 7:44, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New numbers are in regarding fatalities over the most recent Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, 11 people lost their lives between 12:01 a.m. Wednesday and through midnight Sunday, December the 1st. The fatal crashes happened in Baldwin, Cherokee, Escambia, Hale, Madison, Morgan, St. Clair, and Wilcox counties. Of the victims, two were pedestrians and a motorcyclist was also killed. The other eight victims were traveling in vehicles that had seat belts. But of the six drivers and two passengers, only two were wearing their seat belts. During the same extended holiday period 1 year ago, troopers confirmed that they investigated seven traffic deaths, according to Aaliyah. If you noticed a fireball streak across the sky Wednesday night, you are not alone. NASA's Meteoroid Environments Office at Marshall Space Flight Center says that the fireball was reported by people in Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and the Carolinas around 7:28 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it was captured on multiple NASA Sky Meteor cameras. The scientific beauty was traveling northwest from central Alabama at a rate of about 36,000 miles per hour. It then disintegrated 27 miles above the intersection of Targum Road and Highway 36 in Morgan County. The agency says that the fireball's orbit and brightness indicates it was caused by an asteroid fragment about 4 inches in diameter and weighing about 3 pounds. If you miss the shooting star, you should plan to stay very focused on the sky December 14th through the 15th as another meteor shower is expected. And who says science isn't cool? This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20, lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man in Orange Beach has died after his truck fell on top of him. Happened at a trailer park on Canal Road last night. Police say the jack he used could not support the weight of the truck. Dozens of people came out to honor three men who died when their medical plane crashed in Alaska. Fairhope native Maddox Burtz was one of the men who died in that crash. There was a ceremony at the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage on Wednesday. A vigil is scheduled in Mobile for tomorrow at sunset at Bienville Square. More than $62 million in federal money is being invested in high-speed internet for rural Alabama families. The Agriculture Department says this will create or improve internet for more than 8,000 rural homes while helping farms, businesses, schools, and healthcare facilities. Starting next month, the pier at the Gulf State Park will temporarily close. The pier will be closed for several months beginning January 16th for remodeling. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Thursday was day two of the Super 7 Football State Championships in Auburn. Mobile Christian came up just 2 points shy of winning the Class 3A title, falling 26-24 to Piedmont. Bulldogs quarterback Jackson Hayes threw a 27-yard touchdown pass to Jakari Foster with 35 seconds to play, pushing Piedmont to their fourth state title since 2009. Mobile Christian quarterback Kaysen Link passed for 254 yards and a touchdown, also rushed for 52 yards in the loss. In 1A, Lynette defeated Mars Hill 41-30, and in 5A, Central of Clay County stopped Pleasant Grove at the one-yard line to win 31-27 and repeat as 5A champs. Today, two of our local teams are looking to win state championships. At 11 a.m., the UMS Wright Bulldogs look to win their third straight title in 4A in their 33rd game in a row, and they play Jacksonville. That's at 11 a.m. At 3 p.m., Fife plays Realtown in 2A, and then at 7, Spanish Fort faces Oxford for the 6A title. Good luck to UMS and Spanish Fort today. We hope you bring back blue maps to our area. In the NFL last night, Chicago beat Dallas 31-24, improving the Bears' record to 7-6 and dropping the Cowboys to 6-7. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky passed for 3 touchdowns and ran in another in the win. Cowboys receiver Amari Cooper caught 6 passes for 83 yards and a touchdown. His night put him past 1,000 yards receiving this season for the 4th time in 5 years, and it was the Cowboys' 3rd loss in a row. In college basketball, the 14th-ranked Auburn Tigers survived against Furman in overtime to win 81-78 and remain undefeated. Tigers freshman Isaac Okoro scored a season-high 18 points in the win. Coming up, we'll talk with Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy for Football Friday about the upcoming conference championship games. They get started tonight with the Pac-12 championship in Santa Clara, California. Number 5 Utah versus number 13 Oregon kick off at 7 p.m. on ABC. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., it's the Big 12 championship in Arlington. Number 6 Oklahoma faces number 7 Baylor. Game kicks off at 11 on ABC. At 3 in Atlanta, Georgia, the SEC championship, number 2 LSU versus number 4 Georgia. At 6:30 tomorrow, the ACC championship, number 3 Clemson faces number 23 Virginia. And at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Ohio State and Wisconsin wrap it up for the Big Ten championship. That'll be played in Indianapolis and broadcast on Fox. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Again, we've got an accident clearing at Cottage Hill Road and Natchez Trail. It's without injuries. And Snow Road right in front of Sunrise Baptist Church. You're going to move that one out of the roadway. Delays continue from Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, and Spring Hill and 65. And watch for the school buses on the way in so far this morning. But no other accidents. It'll slow you down. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind Metal Mushroom at the USA campus. And they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all purchases and find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s.
This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Right, 7:54 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. We'll check in with Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering in just a second. But a story that has this hour it broke. We've been talking about the active shooter at NAS Pensacola, and we have some more information in now.
Yeah, an update from WEAR-TV and also our news partners WKRG-TV, both sources saying that the Escambia County Sheriff's Office confirms an active shooter is dead following an incident at NAS Pensacola. Authorities say the shooter was shot and killed by deputies there at the base. Sheriff's Office confirms there are multiple injuries being reported and that the area is currently being cleared. They say that Baptist Hospital confirms that 5 patients are currently in their care. That comes after an update from Pensacola News Journal, who said scanner traffic for Escambia County Fire and Rescue indicated 10 patients are being transported to local hospitals. At that time, 3 medical helicopters were en route, and several military ambulances have also been seen in the area. So, according to WEAR, the active shooter is dead. They get that confirmed from Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, did they, because you're talking about the 10 transported by ambulance, and then you had the, about the medical, the helicopters going in, are those additional, does it say, are there of the 10, or is that additional people that are injured?
Well, so far, the only number I've seen for injured is 10, and okay. That was from scanner traffic. At that time, when they were saying that 10 patients were injured, that's when the medical helicopters and military ambulances were headed to the scene.
All right. We'll give you an update here after the top of the hour news. Right now, y'all say hello to our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. We'll find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hate to follow such sad news, but
It's tough. Yeah, that's for sure. And I thought about you here. You are in the primest of prime season at Naaman's Catering. How many turkeys did y'all prepare? Do you have a number of that?
Oh, man, we was in the 1,000 range. a couple of 1,000 range for Thanksgiving.
Wow. Y'all imagine that for a second.
Everybody was gobbling, you know.
And now you're moving on, and we'll talk about some Christmas party stuff in a second. But your recipe for this weekend, grilled duck breast with orange balsamic glaze. Now we're talking.
Man, this is good stuff. You know, I like to quack sometimes, and that's what this is all about. I like to get some good duck breast, you know, maybe about 1.5 pound, 2 pound breast. That's about how thick. That's about the biggest they come, really, to be honest. And then I take and I marinate it in a little orange juice and a little bit of the balsamic vinegar. I put it in a Ziploc bag and let it just soak up all that flavor. It gets rid of that wild, gamey taste. If some people don't like the ladies, mm-hmm. they don't like that gamey taste. So we do that kind of stuff to kill the game in it, you know. Anyhow, while that's marinating, I go on and make me a little glaze on the stove, you know, and I take some shallots and some of the balsamic glaze and some red wine, balsamic vinegar, and some red wine and some orange zest, a little salt and white pepper to give me a little bite, stuff like that. And I reduce it down on the stove until it gets about halfway. It kind of gets syrupy after a while, you know, which is perfect. Then when I'm ready to cook it, I fire up the grill, you know, and I get my breast out and I pat it dry. Salt, pepper, just a little bit. Throw it on the grill and let it start cooking. And as I flip it over, I start putting some of my glaze on it and just start coating it, glazing it as I'm grilling it, you know. And when it's all said and done, I take and I get me some nice arugula and I put it out on the platter, and then I take those breasts and I slice the breast up and lay it out real pretty on the platter and serve a little bit of that glaze on the side, you know, and let them drizzle it over the top. And I just call that my grilled duck breast with orange balsamic glaze. What you think about
that? Sounds fantastic, Alec. Even better be getting you to cook it for us, or maybe getting some you make and we bake recipes for Christmas, or even getting our Christmas party booked. How do we do it?
Well, we still got some Christmas party capabilities, and people are already calling for New Year's Eve, so that's a good thing. We don't mind working on New Year's Eve. And then, of course, you know, if you got want your Christmas dinner for the family, want to make it easy, we've got, you know, all the turkeys fried, roasted, or baked. And then we've got all the sides, cornbread dressing, macaroni and cheese. But we also, you know, Christmas time, people go get away from the turkey a little bit, and they go for the prime ribs and the beef tenderloins, and maybe add some seafood gumbo or crab soup to the menu for Christmas Day. Really nice. I mean, while you're opening up all those presents, all those toys, who wants to spend the whole day in the kitchen cooking? We can make your life easy.
That's right, and
we
need
to do is call us.
Yes. What's that phone number?
Hey, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com. Give us that like on Facebook. I'm throwing those pictures up on Facebook. People send me a message, go, man, I gained 10 pounds looking at your pictures. I say, well, I'm doing my job then. That's good.
That is for sure. All right. Y'all, don't delay. Get in touch with Alec and get that booked for Christmas. Alec, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, man, y'all have a great weekend, and God bless you. And I'm praying for the guys over in Pensacola. That's for sure.
That is for sure. Thank you, Alec. And we'll give you an update there on what is going on this morning so far at NAS Pensacola with that active shooter. Active shooter is dead now, confirmed. We'll give you more information when we return. Plus, it's a football Friday. Lots to do next hour. Y'all stay close.